Oh, mihlana malanga siyohleze silidumisa leligama silikhothamele silibabaze ngoba igama elinamandla igama eliphakeme phindile phokhi ihambe njalo i three songs in a row phambi kwakhe the late Nezimo no Omega bethi dula lerona morena ntuduzo mathi naye wasibusisa la ethi uJesu lo usesenguye nanamuhla akakashintshi bazalwane usesenguye na uNkulunkulu wamandulo 24 after 3 o'clock kwamanje ke ngino Sisile Sego Thekwing okuyena ke kulentambama ezosherela ubufakazi bakhe she's also an author yencwadi ebizwa I got scammed by my husband who married a pastor. Hey, bazalwane, abantu esiphila nabo kulelizwe. Izinto ezenzakalayo kulomhlaba, uyazi nje kunale nkulumo ukuthi abantu uthola ukuthi umuntu wi wolf ongaphakathi kwesikhumba se a sheep. So, udabalwa namuhla. Lufakazela lokho ukuthi yebo abantu singaphila nabo emhlabeni abantu ba pretend esifwe bayilabantu kodwa ke ekugcineni kosuku uma sibona ama true colors wabo ijike nje yonke lento ithike ngingalimoshi le lidaba ngoba akusilone lam umnikazi walo ukhona la uSisiliseho eThekwing uSisiliseho dumela.
Hello Osi.
Okay.
Ke teng kae?
Ke teng. Re leboga gore o be le rona bolentambama and re leboga ukuthi o be ingcenye yalomndeni o be part ya this family. Ke kopa o ba dumedise ko gae. Okay, ithalungisa something lapha ya 26 after 3. Ithinga indlule ngala ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizoqhubeka sixoxe naye.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kwamanje nginale uSisiliseho Thekwing. uSisiliseho badumedise ko gae.
Dumelang ko gae ke uSisiliseho mo. I'll be with you guys sharing my story, sharing my testimony.
Yeah.
Just telling you guys how I got scammed by my own husband.
By yes. Your own husband.
Yep.
Nahanang. Phela ha o bua ka your own husband, re bua ka motho o ileng hore o mmuletse pelo ya gago. Re bua ka motho o ileng hore you were expecting hore ibe your protector, someone o ileng hore you were expecting hore abe there for
yes.
Wena all the time. Motho o ileng hore no expectile gore wa gele lapa le yena.
Of course.
So you are confused ukuthi okay, you got scammed by this person o ileng hore no expectile all those things
yep.
From ko yena. Okay, osiliso ari thome singa re sa ithoma mogare.
Okay.
Are bue ka this husband wa gago. Is ali husband ya hawa kere?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Or you got divorced.
Unfortunately, is ali husband.
Is ali husband ya hawa. So le kopana yang ko kae, le chamana yang ko tsagalang.
Okay, re kopane ka 2012, re kopane ko Jobeke and we had a common friend, like from gym. So that friend of ours, he invited me to like a boot camp, and he also invited him. So I feel like there were other people. It was just not him. It was like a group of people that were just there to exercise, to look fit, and just to have fun. And me and this gentle man, we just kept on like looking at each other. Yeah, hulumnati, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we just We started seeing each other from there, and then we somehow exchanged numbers and we started talking, and the rest just followed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this gentleman, Natwa Ongo, and Na ke wanyana kuma fikeng ke Motswana, but I've been living in Joburg for some time. So yeah, we just connected and we started a relationship. Everything was just normal, you know, like just normal, like what people do when they are like
in a relationship.
Yeah, in a relationship. Yeah, we just used to have like fun. Everything was fine, and then I think 2 years later, and then we got married. Habashab, I knew his family. Like he has a family like here in Joburg, so I knew exactly where his family stays. So badula ko site yako Westgate yako Witbank. I used to go there. Everything was loving. Like I just took them like my family. And then after Linyalo, I mean we were now family. You know, like my family, they just accepted like them and him, and everything was fine. Like everything was okay. So actually I can't tell you when this scamming thing started, was whether it started in the beginning or maybe in the middle or maybe towards the end, I don't know. But when I look back right now, looking at like my story, like my marital story with this gentleman that I was married to, I just say that no, this thing was, it was not okay from the onset. It was just, something was not right. Maybe I was just blinded by love, or maybe I was too excited to be in love, or maybe
but love is blind.
Mujolo, you know.
Yeah.
So I just thought, yeah. But when I think back, like right now, I'm like thinking like, no, this guy and his family, I don't think it was him only. I think that his family also had a plan. Maybe they were just looking at me, looking at my family, looking at, okay, what can we do with this one? What can we get
as a benefit
from this family? Yeah. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it until it happened, like, you know, last year, November. So actually before last year, December, like before last year, November, he had some issues whereby, like, you know, COVID, you know, most people, they lost jobs. And Lena, he lost his job, so he was sitting at home for like about 18 months. And you know, me being the supportive wife, I was like doing everything I could, you know, to support my husband, like doing everything like paying the house, buying the food for the family, helping him where I could.
So when are you employed?
Yeah, I was employed, fortunately, by the grace of God. I still had my job, but Lena, he was not working. But he was the kind of a guy that, you know, he liked to. He wouldn't just sit and do nothing. He was the kind of a guy that, you know, you'd see him trying. And I got convinced that this guy, even though he's not employed at this moment, but he's trying. Like, he would go every day, go out there and try whatever he wanted to try. So by that time when he wasn't working, he told me that he wanted to start a business here. You know, this PPEs, you know, this these things that COVID, the way they supply the masks and the sanitizers and all of these things. So he wants to supply them in bulk to hospitals. Because remember, when I met him, initially he said he was a medical doctor. So now I met a doctor back then, 2012. But when I look back, I'm like, no, this guy was not even a doctor.
What?
He was not a doctor. So he left his country, he left Congo, he came to South Africa with a plan of coming here to be...
So not a hospital, but is he a doctor?
Yeah, he actually worked for some clinic called Soshanguve. You know, there's some community clinic called Soshanguve, where he was like a senior surgeon. He used to circumcise men and boys. He was a doctor. In my eyes, he was a doctor. And I've seen him working for some private hospital there in the West Rand, where I saw him in a hospital, you know, doing his rounds. As doctors do their rounds, you know, like in mornings and during the day checking patients. I saw him like working on duty. So wouldn't you think that...
Like a real doctor with a white coat.
Yes, definitely. You would think that he was a doctor. I also thought that he was a doctor. But when I put my stuff together, I'm like, no, he was not even a doctor. So that's what I'm saying. The whole thing, it was just a scam.
He was a fake doctor.
He was a fake doctor, yes.
Oh my God.
He was a fake doctor. Because I even went to, I took some steps just to try to find out, like, okay, who's this person like? Because, you know, after what happened to me last year, I was like, I just wanted to find out, like, who is this person? Who is this person that I was married to? His name was Kevin. Kevin Kaseya. He was from Congo, from Kinshasa. And I was like, who is this person? You know, and I started digging, and I found out that, no, him actually saying to me that he was a doctor, it was a lie. He was never even a medical doctor. He left his country coming to South Africa to work under false pretenders. And then people, they believed him that, hey, he was a doctor. And he also used to travel to, like, he did some other medical gigs, like, he would do, like, I think they call it, like, Doctors Without Borders, where he would travel outside the country and go and work with other people outside the country. And he was earning money, he was earning dollars, you know, in those countries. And then this whole medical doctor thing, at some point it ended, and then... Pella, this guy, he was smart, hey? This guy, he was smart. After this whole doctor thing, and then jiggy-jiggy, he was like a senior finance manager in some company.
Wow.
And even there, he worked as a senior finance manager. Like, he worked, he got paid, everything was fine. So, everything that he wanted to do, he could do it. So now, I'm asking myself, like, even this whole thing of him coming to me, coming into my life, marrying me, starting a family with me, was it part of his plan, or was it just like a tick box, like within his scamming games, like, yes, I did this. So what happened last year, while he was not working, he just left the country, I think on the 21st of November, because now he wasn't working, so he would tell me that, you know, they're putting him under pressure. They're telling him that he must get his ex together. He must find a job. You know, he's a man. He should be in a state to provide for his family. What kind of a man is he that he's being provided by his wife? Wada, 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 wada. So he just gave me that picture that, hey, you know what? My dad is really putting me under pressure to the point that he wants to talk to me face to face. He wants me to go back home to Congo and have a chat with him and have like a discussion with him. So I said, okay, it's fine, my love. Go there, try to speak to him, and then maybe he can even help you to find a job or something, you know, because he would say that it's easier to make business in his country because, you know, there you are known. It's easier to network. So I said, okay, it's fine. And I'm telling you, Bahle, he left 21st November 2020. 3 days later, he got married to somebody else. Oh. Not just somebody else, a pastor. Mamfundisi.
Sure.
So now, you know, when that happened, I was like, luckily, you know, by, you know, sometimes Mudimu wari closer, you know.
Yeah.
So during that weekend, I actually went home. I went to visit my mom in Kiloko Komafiking for the weekend. And I was talking to him, you know, like, while he was in Congo. We were talking, you know, like, checking on me. We also have a child together. We've got a daughter. So he would keep on checking on us. Hey, are you guys okay? You know, how's family? I said, no, my family is fine. And how's your family? Oh, my family is fine, too. So we were talking, even on his wedding day, you know, like, we spoke, I think, around in the morning, you know. He even spoke to my daughter. So our daughter there, you know, he was asking her, like, how are you, like, what's happening? They had a small chat, and I also spoke to him. I was like, are you okay? You know, just regular checks. And he said, no, he's fine. So now, during the day, I was busy with my family, and he was also, like, a little bit offline. So I just thought, maybe he's busy. He's with family as well. Sometimes it's good to give somebody space to also have time with his family. So now the whole day went, and then later in the evening, I think about 5 or 6, I was like, no, man, where is this person? So just before I went to bed, actually, I wanted to, like, check on him, like, hey, like, how are you? You know, have a good night, have sweet dreams. And then his phone was off. I was like, okay, what's happening, you know? But I just thought, man, he's in Congo. Maybe there's something, maybe get network or whatever, whatever. And that's where I left it. And the following morning, and then he came. He actually reached out to me, to us, and he said, oh, no. They didn't have electricity on his side. That's why his phone was off the whole time. I said, oh, okay. You know, it happens. Even here in South Africa, we do go off without electricity. So I just thought, hey, this is Africa. You know, these things happen. He didn't have electricity. And then just to cut the story short, and then I had to come back to Joburg from Mafeking. Then when I came back to Joburg, then, then some... neighbor, you know, like the following day came to see me. She came to the house and she was like, hey, how are you? They used to call me madam. They were like, hey, madam, how are you? I'm like, okay. And then she would ask me, where is your husband? Where is Kevin? I said, he's in Congo. He went to visit his family, but he should be back in a week or two, because that's exactly what he said to me. He said he'll be back in a week or two. So even the way he left, like he left his clothes, he left his car, he just left like somebody who's coming back in a week or two, because it was actually, it was closer to Christmas, so we had made plans for Christmas. So he said, okay, no, just go there, meet your dad, talk to your dad, and then Libuye, once you guys are fine, you come back, you tell me the feedback that he gave you, and then we discuss it as a family. And then the following year, we'll see what we do. Because, I mean, it's also not nice, I mean, for a wife to see the husband, like, you know, like
struggling and all those things,
you know, and stuff like that. It really hurt me. And I didn't want to see him, like, at his lowest, where he didn't have anything, you know, like, he really didn't have much.
So, but Diana, he was a good husband, and Nali, a good father to your kid.
To me, he looked like he was a good husband. To me, everything looked okay. Until now, you know, after I was, now my neighbor actually came now, asked me, where's your husband? I said, no, he's in Congo. He said, to do what? I said, no, he went to talk to his family. And she said, no, that's a lie. He didn't just go to talk to his family. He went there to get married. He got married over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
You know? And I was like, no ways. And she just showed me, she just asked me, okay, do you have like, internet on your phone? Do you have Wi-Fi? Let's go to YouTube. Let's go to Facebook. Let's go to, like, the whole entire social media. Like, his wedding was there. The wedding that he never told me about. I just thought that this person, he's going and he'll be back. But that was not the case. 3 days later, he got married to somebody that I didn't even know. Like, I was like, who's this woman? Like, how did they meet? Who is she? You know, and as I was, like, asking questions, they were like, she's a pastor. You know, she's a... I was like, what? She's a pastor. She's a gospel singer. I was like, oh, my gosh. She's actually, like, a Christian. Like, you know, I was like, I got numb. I got hurt. I got, like, you know, like, the shock that I've never had, you know, my entire life. Like, seeing your husband saying his vows on some wedding, you know, meeting some other person, you know, like, watching it live on YouTube. Like, and it was a big wedding, a massive wedding.
You know, I saw that wedding. And now, Hans and Lily together, Nohosna... Anything or suspect I or mara this person khonale motho a bonanang le yena or khonale motho o ileng hore wa bua le yena all the time.
No. You know what, but before he left for Congo, like, he was so busy on his phone, like, so busy. And I'll ask him, like, what's happening? And he was busy with his family. Like, I could hear them talk Lingala, talk French here and there. I'm like, what's happening? Why are you guys talking so much? Like, they would be on the phone for like an hour, 2 hours, like having long calls. I'll be like, what are you guys talking about, you know?
So, meaning the family never plan?
Of course. They never plan. Never plan.
But knowing Hormutu or Unyeti,
yes, South Africa. Never plan.
So, tell me, Lenyalo Lalona Nelisi recognized go Congo?
No, we got married here. We got married here in South Africa. We got married... Go Northwest, go Mafikeng.
Yes.
That's where we got married. Yeah. Untsitse Magadi, he paid lobola. We did the whole thing. Like, everything was okay. Everything was fine. For me, I was just like, so I was just surprised, like, okay, back to what happened before he left, you know, the calls and stuff like that. You know, that's one thing that I noticed. And I would ask him, like, what's happening? Why so many calls? And he would say, no, these people, they're on my case. These people, meaning his family.
Yeah.
They're on my case. But, like, I must sort my life out. You know, I must get a job. I must, you know, they're just trying to motivate me, trying to make me see, like, a way so that I can put my life back together. But the calls were just, like, crazy. So, yeah, that's one thing that happened just before he left for Congo. And another thing that I also saw, he was busy shopping. And then, because you've been telling me that you don't have money.
Yeah.
Suddenly you are shopping, like, there's no tomorrow. And he was like, no, you know, I'm about to go home. And you know how it is when you travel home. People, they send you money. And they ask you to buy them stuff, like, he would say that, his neighbors and friends and family, they've sent him money so that he can buy them stuff from here in Joburg. And he would travel with them to, to Congo. So I would say, are you telling me that Bubizibo, you are just buying for people? And he said, yeah, I'm buying for people. And while he was buying and packing, he was like very cautious, you know, like Kibo Nahori, he's very cautious, like territorial over the things that he bought, you know. Some of them I saw, but I was also like, you know, like Hemot Obotori, you know, you're not going to be like busy digging more about Loshebahori.
Yeah.
What exactly
I think
Inke Yaman? I'm not going to ask him, okay, so say that say Kisaman, T-shirt Eke Yaman.
Yeah.
Inke Yaman. Because he said, no, this is for people, this is for my neighbors, for the community there in my village, Bangupile, because you know, Congo, it's not like South Africa. There's so many things that they don't have in Congo that we have in SA. So he just said they really begged him to buy stuff for them. So I was like, okay, fine. I just took his word for it. But it was not like massive stuff. But it was like there was a pig that just came out of nowhere. Yeah, you're shopping on your side. But anyway, Nakwela Tamaya, he just left properly. Like, wait again, could I doja? I knew that, you know, he's leaving this time. He even asked somebody to take him to the airport because now, by that time, I got NASA separate. So I didn't even have the things that I had to cut, like in our expenses. We had a helper. I had to like let go of the helper just so I can save money and be able to pitch the Lokamuntu woman. So I didn't have a helper at that time. And our daughter, she's like 6. So I'm thinking, I'm not going to drive to the airport so early in the morning. So I come up, okay, how about we call an Uber for you and then they can take you to the airport, because we say his flight was like a very, very early flight. I think he said 3 a.m. or something like that. But Leanna, he was saying, no, it's not safe for you to actually drive me this time of the morning with a child. So rather you guys, you stay home, you stay put, you stay safe, and I will get an Uber. I'll go to the airport as soon as I get to the airport or I get to Congo, then we will talk. Everything was fine. I kissed him goodbye. I wish him travel mercies. We prayed even the night before. We had a husband wife good night. You know how it is when somebody's about to travel. You just want to spend as much time as possible with them. So we had that. Everything was looking okay until I found out that this guy, I'm going to also say, and his family, because there's no way that he planned that wedding by himself.
Those just long calls and...
Yeah, it just cannot be him and that Mamfundisi that were planning that whole massive wedding, like a 3 days wedding. So, yeah, to me, I'm just thinking that, okay, it was him and his family, they were doing this thing, you know, behind my back, like, you know, that hurts me so much. Oh, that hurt me so much. Like, even now, when I think about it... It just makes me want to cry.
It's still painful. I can imagine knowing how you have a husband, but now this person has a tola alemo.
Yeah,
so and this person onale mosadi omo.
Yeah, that was very painful.
Yeah,
and then so after I found out about his wedding, and of course I was shocked. So now I also wanted to like, you know, just say something. So I was out there to tell people that, hey, this guy is married, you know. And before I even did that, there were people that knew us, like our friends here in Joburg, our neighbors, you know. I get it, his wedding was so huge on social media, so people were commenting
and
on
the
this.
Lady, like a celeb.
Yeah, and the lady, she's a gospel singer, you know. So now people were commenting that, hey, this guy is married, what. So now the people in Congo now, not real journalists, but like the YouTubers, the people that are in media, now they were getting interested, like, no, who's this? What is this story? You know, now they were digging, until somebody actually found me and they were like, would you like to share your story? I said, definitely, you know. I shared my story. I shared our wedding pictures. I shared where this man was living. He was living with me. I shared his wardrobe, his clothes, his shoes, everything, just the way he left it. His everything. Yeah. So after my video, actually, Basli, after my video, me sharing me that story, another lady came out not far from where we live, not far from our block. She also came out. She said, oh, well, that's my boyfriend.
Oh, my.
I was like, what do you mean? She says, yeah, I've been dating this guy for over a year, and he told me that he's going through a divorce, and he's been telling me that since now he's going through a divorce, all his money is frozen, like he doesn't have a penny, like he doesn't have a cent. So I've been borrowing him money, and up to date I've given him like 270,000 rand. A very, very sweet lady, a very, very matured lady, like 50 years old, beautiful woman from Zimbabwe. Like, she, I don't know, like, I also think she was scammed. When I tell some people, you know, people, they interpret things differently. Some people, they say, no, she knew. But me, when I look at her and how she approached the whole thing, I also think she was scammed. Because there was a point where now we were both going to the police station to lay charges against my husband. Because even me, before he went to Congo, I gave him money. You know, there were times when he would tell me that, you know, his father is sick. His father is critically ill in hospital. He needs, like, money for medication. You know, he needed so many things. There was a point he asked me for, like, 100K. I was like, no, I don't have 100K. I can help you, but not with 100K, you know. You need to put in something. And he was, like, he would just guilt trip me. Like, no, like, I'm the wife. I need to support him. You know, those kind of things, you know. And I'd be like, but I'm doing my best. I mean, what else should I be doing? You know, I'm doing my best. But he just wanted more. And I gave him. At some point, I gave him the money. And that other lady as well gave him the money. And now when we put things together, we're like, oh, wow, maybe this guy, he just took our monies and then he went to propose to
the lady
and married the lady. And during that whole process, I actually contacted the lady's family, like the new bride's family. So, because I get a key, they are well-known, you know, they are preachers and they've got... Yeah, they've got a social presence. Kereke Aboneki, I think Olangi Washo. I think here in South Africa, it's JCC. They have it, a lot of Congolese in Cape Town. They go to that church in Cape Town. It's called JCC. And yeah, the name of the woman, Ki Aska Olangi, I'm not gonna protect her. Because she knows. Definitely now she knows. Maybe that time she didn't know, but now she knows.
On social media, so everyone knows.
So I spoke to her sister. Yeah. I was like, hey, sister, I am Kevin's wife. Can you tell me how did my husband, how did this whole wedding happen in your family? Like, who from Kevin's wife went to your family to ask for the hand of marriage? And then they said, no, Kevin Utlilele, his family... And then they said they wanted to marry, like, my sister. I was like, but do you know that this guy's married? And I given her all the proof, you know, to show that...
Lekwalo la lobola and all
the besides
things.
That, even herself, the Mamfundisi, the wife, the gospel singer herself, I spoke to her. I sent her proof. You know, and she just blue-ticked me and unblocked, you know. Sure. And apparently there in Congo, she was like saying that, hey, Yena, she is not letting go of her husband. Now I must take my burdens to God. Yena, she's now blessed. I must just take my burdens to God. And yeah, this is it. I was like, wow. Christians, hey? Imagine now somebody who's not a Christian looking, you know, from the outside. Like, what would you say? What would be the difference between a non-believer and a believer, if now Christians are doing this, if now pastors, not just a Christian, a pastor, a leader in the church, somebody who stands behind the pulpit and preaches the word of God, somebody who worships, because she is a gospel singer, she, you know, she praises, I don't know, but I think it's truthful what we see out there when she sings, but only she knows. I'm not judging her and I'm not attacking her, right? But I'm just saying that, you know, at some point, us as believers, you know, we need to ask ourselves, like, if somebody is standing outside and somebody wants to come into our world of Christianity, what is it that we are showing to the world? What is it that is different that we are putting out there to say that, hey, I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, I want you to come to this side? Because where I was standing at the time when I saw that a pastor just, she's okay marrying a married man, I asked myself, like, what is going on? What has this world came to?
Orobala yang. For this man, otlogetse mosadi le ngwana.
You know?
Go atlhagang go teng.
I was just like, and like I'm saying, like Bartley, and also the listeners, I'm not judging her, and I'm not condemning her. Maybe I had expectations, but maybe it was wrong expectations. I'm not supposed to be expecting so much from her just because she's a pastor. Because Baruti leboni ke batho, you know. Maybe le nkhala khalela go nyalwa, you know. Khala khalela go ba le molekane. And then, you know, she would, like, nothing would stop her, you know. Because on the other side, I hear that, you know, there's also that pressure ya hore, Baruti, you need to have somebody before you can stand in front of the church and preach the word of God. There's that pressure ya hore, you have to be married before you can say something about the word of God. Maybe she felt the pressure and she gave in. But him on the other side, I'm saying this guy, he was a scammer. You don't just leave your country and you come to another country and you just fine being in some occupation that you know that you are not qualified to be in. How dare you come to South Africa and you become a doctor knowing that you are not a doctor?
Osala wa mo confront.
I did. At some point, because he just left me in debt. Like, oh my gosh, my life is a mess right now. Like, debt, you know, like when you are married, you have like, in our marriage, like, you know.
Nerinyalan in community of property.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now there's like joint things, so the lazy, what, you know, and people were calling him as well, you know, and the bank can't find the person who owes them. Now they call the spouse. No, they were calling me, like, because he just left his car. His car was like in arrears of like more than 140,000 rand. Now they came to me. I said, I don't have 140K. They were like, okay, we're going to repossess the car. I said, it's fine. Repossess the car. Funny enough, before they took the car from our home, they emailed him. They sent him some document that he had to sign for him to surrender the vehicle back to the bank. And I'm telling you, he signed.
Oh,
he signed that paper. So when he signed that paper, I was like, oh my God, this guy is... I'm sorry, but he's evil. I'm sorry to say this, but he's evil. I just told myself that this guy, he's got no remorse. And by him signing that, it tells that he's not coming back. He is not coming back. And I was like, wow, Lesego, you're on your own. You need to, like, even right now, it's like, probably it will take me 2 years to pay off all of those debts that we accumulated together. Because right now, it's like, it's like he just went quiet, you know. And, like, the story is just so complicated that even where I stay now, it's a house that also has his name on. So I would beg him, please, can you just release the house so that I can move out of this house, go stay somewhere. Can I sell the house? But I think now he's thinking that, hey, she's going to sell the house. She will take the money of the house and I'll get nothing. So because of that, he's refusing. He's like, no, I'm not going to sign the papers of the house. So right now I'm going through a legal battle. You know, just to sort my life out. But while I'm going through that, I'm still trusting in God, you know, because I don't know how I made it. But I did, I made it. And
yeah,
I'm still believing that, you know.
Yeah.
God, he just wanted to spare my life.
Yeah.
He just wanted to save me. And he just wanted to wrap me around his arms.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, I told myself that no matter how hard it is, I'll keep on getting up.
Yeah,
I'll keep on getting up and trusting in God and worshiping Him, and I'll keep on praying.
Amen.
Even though sometimes, you know, when you are going through stuff, you don't even know which prayer to pray.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to somebody out there that God knows. God knows what's happening.
Yeah.
I told myself that this whole thing, it's not a shock to God. This whole event, it's like God, you know, He knew that this will happen. He knew that this day would come.
Yeah.
And He knew that He will be there for me. And He knew that I'll be okay.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point where...
And you will be okay.
I'm okay. Yes, I might be crying. But trust me.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm in a better space than I was last year, December and January and Feb.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, I can sleep, you know, and just have a good night's sleep. There was a point where I used to be scared. I thought He would come back
that husband of mine, I thought he would come back and just show me flames, because he was like somebody who was like very aggressive, you know, like when he's angry, like everybody in the house had to know that he's angry. Just to put it that way. So, Nikita, I felt like, oh, because of this YouTube and these videos that I put out there, he's going to come here and he's going to kick my knees. And what's going to happen to me, you know? I used to be scared to even go to the shops. I'd be like, yo, maybe he's got people working with him. So I used to be so scared. But by the grace of God, I don't know what happened or how things happened. I just got stronger every day. I got stronger and stronger and stronger, to the point that even he has to come now and face me. I've got no fear at all. Sure. No fear at all.
Osiliseho, utaba lwakho lo painful ngempela, but I believe ukuthi someone naye kukhona akufundayo. Kulolu daba njengoba bengisho phambilini ngithi kunabantu vela abaningi okuthi they've been through what you've been through. And noma kuwukuthi not exactly, but kukhona nje abantu abaningi ukuthi they've been scammed, and then umuntu usaba ukukhuluma uri bathori yo wena kanti no sabo red flags ukilwa bona. And then babang, you know, us women barata hore desperate.
Exactly.
Yes, wena ubatlang ko mothong o yes bateng bo abuti ba mohai wena o batlang go bathong ba kontle, because you know hore most of the time ba tlile ka mo ba tlo bereka.
Yeah, that's what people say.
Yes, ba tlo le saka chalet and all those things. Okay, ke kopa hore ring maybe re adime 5 minutes go our final hour, and joba kwa manje isikhathi sithi 4:01. Mhlambe lapha ekhaya kukhona abathanda ukukhuluma nawe or bathanda ukubuza. Ithike sibanikeze lo 5 minutes. 0123341322 uma ke uthanda ukukhuluma noSosiliseho, noma unombuzo, noma ke uthanda ukum encourage, or nawe mhlambe uye wandlula lapho, ikuphi ongathanda ukuthi ukusho kuyena, because this thing isali ncha. Because kwa ngwaga I also feel honestly.
Yeah.
Or ungathumela ke iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Nanoma kungaba voice note, it's fine. Ungathumela ne SMS ku 37871. 0123341322. Sina plus minus 5 minutes. So uma uthanda ukukhuluma naye, ngicela ukuthi ngikakuvalele ngaphandle. Yeah, ungangena kwamanje. Okay, kune WhatsApp lana ithi, hey Bahle, I'm listening. I'm from there, in South Africa, but God's mercy endureth forever. Amen.
Amen.
Asiyela elayinini, sawubona, dumela semoyeni.
Sawubona njani, ma?
Siyaphila baba, wena unjani?
Ngikhona. Ukhuluma no Lebohang.
Okay, Lebohang.
Ngiyasi story sika mala phone kodwa uNkulunkulu khona, you know, sometimes.
Amen.
Abantu kusethi izinto mazenzeka, ngisithathi ngathi uNkulunkulu akekho, uNkulunkulu khona. And umuntu makatshala uyavuna ngelilanga. Just cope with that guy and attend to call uNkulunkulu kahle izinto ezivalwe. So ngifuna ukukhuthaza usisi lapho ukuthi no uNkulunkulu khona, angalahli themba. Njengoba sekathi ngona uNkulunkulu uyamphilisa, uNkulunkulu uyampholisa.
Amen. Amen baba. Amen.
Yeah, okay, ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much for amazwi akho a encourage ayo.
Yeah.
Amen. 0123341322. 0123341322. So bona dumelo semoyeni.
Sanibona njani? Siyaphila baba, wena unjani? Brother Anonymous lo ukhulumayo la.
Okay baba.
I'm sorry man ukuzwa hi story u double gas, man, it's very very painful, but engokufiselayo nje ukuthi ngathi uhulumeni nje angasilekelela ukuthi nje athi ukusensitize nje umphakathi wethu about the threat nje lezi esiyifaysayo njengezwe, ngoba I'm sure ukuthi this is not only unique, because khona ama-cases amaningi uthole ukuthi umuntu uqhamuka ngaphandle, not ukuthi ngibacekela ngaphansi ungangitholi kabi isithu sami, uthole ukuthi umuntu uqhamuka ngaphandle uyafika uthandana no dadwe wala uma iqede emshado uma iqede umshado awanthola mhlawumbe u green passport ID seke phone ukuletha unkosikazi wakhe wangempela wangale yabona into enjalo kufanele nje ngathi ukhulumene ngasilekelela kulolu daba sorry siswama bhoto
ngiyabonga buti
uxole uhlala uthandaza ngani yakithi kuzawulunga
thank you baba sawubona dumela
Hi, Nikai.
Reteng Likai.
Reteng. You know, man, whatever that happens to Lisiho, it was beyond her control.
Yeah.
She wouldn't know about it. She couldn't control it in any way.
Mm.
All we can say is just we sorry that it has happened to her. May God give her strength.
Amen.
And wisdom. Yeah. As she move forward with her life. Mm. It's a lesson learned, but as if Okubi, Ubuti, Ubuti my was playing his game. Mm. That is why no says I make a good Ongati they were scammed.
Yeah.
Number of them. Because the patterns are the same.
Mm.
But Lisiho, call MOA. Ufumela uNkulunkulu akuthaze sibone ukuthi uzokubeka ko.
Ngiyabonga.
Ngibonga thina baba. Amen. Okay, uhambile lo. Oh, bela. Okay, asilalele nansi i-voice note.
Yo, Lisiho. Trust God more and more. God is in control. I'm the one who sent the message earlier on. Trust God, my sister. I wish we could have time and sit and talk about this. I've been through hell, almost the same situation with a South African boy. He died earlier this year. God is in control. Don't worry. I've been divorced for over 35 years now. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Yo, asithathe ugcina. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Ahele kai.
Re teng le kai pa.
Ke mo rutima pele mo ha masrala mo kanana.
Okay, ra go amogela moruti.
Yeah, and also le se go I just want to tell you that me se se dira ke tsing bo pele mo ha go a se gore modimo ha se tsedi. And they are waiting the book of John chapter 11.
Amen.
So you should know that there's a result of everything that happens to a person or to anyone. So now Jesus Christ says to Lazarus, because the sisters of Lazarus, they were like, oh, Jesus Christ, if you had been in our life, our brother would not have died, you know. So that does not mean Morena Jesus has stayed in your life. God was far away from you. The Bible says Jesus Christ, when he answered to the sister Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, he said to them,
Sorry, Muruti. Hey, so how he, Luigi. Also, before Otsuagamo, Mwana Haukos Otto Hola.
Yeah.
And Otto Balidi question, Hori, where is that?
Yeah.
So, Otto Ringo Yen.
I told her, she, you know, during that time, there were just like a lot of commotion in our house. Like people were coming in and out, you know, like just coming to comfort us. Like,
okay. Hello, ma'am.
Hello,
Ntate.
Okay,
okay, we'll end for a minute.
Oh, Niki, what about Nakangwana? Like, if. Mama Sapo?
Ruta letse moruti?
Eh, ka batala la ngwana family ele ba ntse ba le teng ka
family ya go bontate.
Eh,
ya bo Osle sego.
Eh, ya ya.
Ke bontate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but rutlile is just that line high is not clear. Okay, yeah. Thank you moruti rutlile ne. Yeah, basa communicate le lona ne?
Nope, they are not communicating because after this whole drama. I actually went to them. I asked them questions, and bangblokile. It's like they just stoned me away.
So meaning balatile lengwana.
Yeah. So ever since last year,
when I actually come to go one of the cousins to hire you, one of the Kaidi, like I'm telling you, they stay in Joburg, most of the family. Kokongo in the Linda, the fella li papa, because give up a hole, never talk about South Africa, but hey, South Africa, xenophobia, what. But a whole lot of his family is based here in Joburg. I know exactly where to go. They also know where we live because we haven't moved.
Yeah.
But they just wash their hands. And I told my daughter, like I'm telling you that, oh, Nini Hutlet, let's pity pity. At some point, Nana Hanore, maybe Papa, I'll cook a feast. I don't know, Papa, I'll cook a file, but when I learned to eat anything, and I told her, Gimontis or Quetaret, Udiboni Lane, Idilo, at some point. She cried. We went for counseling, we went for therapy. Even now, you know, we do get triggers like, how about Uncle Louis, it's only a Papa, you know. She would, I could see that, you know, like her face would change, you know. But I just keep like an open door. I said to her that if you want to talk to me about anything about him, feel free. It's not like I said, no, don't talk about him. We talk about him, but there's nothing we can do. I told her that he's gone and I don't think he will be coming back. I don't want to promise her that he's coming back next week and the next thing, next week is next week. So I told her the truth. Even we had to see a therapist. She said, better you tell her the truth now than when she's 16 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm actually happy that, yes, she also cried. She got hurt, just like I got hurt. But we're dealing with it. We know that this is our life. It's just me and her for now. And we'll be fine. I have family. My family is very supportive. My mother was so supportive. You know, she never ask me what, you know, like horrible questions. She never said what. She was just a mother, you know. She just like comforted me and gave me the love that I needed. Like even now, I know that my family, you know, they are there for me. Yeah.
Ah. Also, Sero, iskatse tu isona nje
isihambile.
Kodwa siyabonga ukuthi ushare udaba lwakho. Ngathi uNkulunkulu nje angaqinisa and ukhule and ukwazi ukuthi usize nabanye abantu besimame. Uyazi kubalula ukukhuluma ngento ondlule kuyona ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi ubabonise ukuthi check this and that.
Yeah.
How na le motho especially usisho ka yena o kre hore o nale because rena le yona that thing rona but ba bomme e go botsang hore mara something is not wrong le le hore a o khone ho ikriya hore ke e but e teng ka mo wena ya o botsa hore no, something is not right. Your book, ngoba ngiyacabanga ukuthi manje usiphe nje kancane ngodaba lwakho. I think yonke indaba itholakala in your book.
Definitely, yeah.
So, Osli Sohorekopa, ori fefela your number. They will contact you in private. O magebe tando kuti bayithole incwadi yakho.
Okay, the number is 067-686-2280.
Ngicela uyiphinde uyishaye
kancane. 067-686-2280.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then go social media active, I guess.
Yeah, they can check me on Facebook, Lesego Tsegweng, on YouTube, Lesego T, and we can just take it from there.
Yeah.
The book is $290, including delivery, so I can deliver the book anywhere within the country. So I use Pexi services, but send me a WhatsApp on the number that I gave and then I'll give you all the details of the book. Those that are outside South Africa, the book is also on Amazon. The title, I Got Scammed by My Husband Who Married a Pastor.
Oh, thank you so much, Osliseho.
Thank you so much.
Unkulunkulu nje ahlezi akuvikele ngaso sonke isikhathi and then uyithole healing ngokugcwele. Ya ngoba iyona into balekile kwamanje ukuthi uyithole healing kanye ke nengane yakho Muruti Peter Mosehle. Thank you so much. I'm listening to Bahle Nhlapo on 657 hearing about a story of a woman badly betrayed by her husband masquerading as pastor even marrying someone else back home. God bless you and asigcinele wena. And qhubeke nje uyikhulume le ndaba kungabi khona nje into ezokusabisa sisileseho.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the platform and yeah, God is good. Even to other women out there who have gone through these kind of situations, you know, when you're going through bad times, hold on to God, pray and keep worshiping. Even though you don't know what to say, just worship. That's what happened to me. I would just worship and worship. until to the point where I could share my story, because in the beginning it was hard, it was just tears.
Amen.
But now I think joy is here.
Mm.
And my strength is here in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ngoba uhamba nobani. Ah, umsindiso ku Jesu Christ. Amen.